This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz, Morning Devotions. It's true to say that most people don't like going to funerals. It can be awkward. What do you say? What do I wear? Plus, there are other questions. A funeral service really is a formal event, often held in a church or a chapel to honour and celebrate that person who has died. A clergyman or celebrant directs that funeral, and it might include prayers or readings. And so my guess is that you have attended at least one funeral. And as a retired minister, I've conducted many funerals, different places. Each of them is quite unique. Some have been very tragic and sad events, especially if a life has been taken. And seeing the grief on the face of a mother and father is quite hard to take. But I'm wondering today about the time when you die and your loved ones arrange a funeral service for you. What are they going to be saying about you? A bit strange, but it's an issue. I know of situations where no formal service is held, and it can just be the funeral director, the celebrant, and the deceased. There's nobody else present. I've got a theory myself that everyone's life should be celebrated in some way at the end. Now, think of it. There's been many years, and what about the family who's grieving? Shouldn't they be given a chance to say goodbye? And surely it can be about the achievements, character, the impressions, hopefully the good impressions I've left behind. And will the mourners at your funeral say, yes, the world's a better place because he lived? What difference have I made? Have I been able to equip other people to be happier? And what about the legacy I have left? And when I die, do I want my friends to remember that I was a good and decent person? Life eventually catches up with all of us. We go the same way in the end. We die. There's no dress rehearsal for that. And so funerals are an important rite of passage. And I think one of the special aspects of a funeral is the family tribute, where these speeches are often very moving and very tender. So what will people say at your funeral? Well, that question helped one man redirect the whole focus of his life. I'm talking about Alfred Nobel. He invented dynamite in 1866 and it made him extremely rich. And then 20 years later, a French newspaper mistakenly published Nobel's obituary, but he was still alive. And the obituary condemned Nobel, Alfred Nobel, for inventing dynamite and actually called him a merchant of death. This is what the obituary said. Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, he died yesterday. Well, it was quite not true. Alfred Nobel was very interested in peacemaking issues. He was very upset that people would remember him as the merchant of death. So it was a premature obituary. So he decided he'd do everything he could to change that legacy. About 8 years after that, he died, and people were stunned when they read his will. And he willed that his fortune, a lot of money he had, would be used to establish prizes for extraordinary achievements in physics, chemistry, peace, medicine, literature. And so we now call it the Nobel Prize. And since Nobel's death, something like 560 Nobel Prizes have been awarded. So what did people say about him? And what will people say about you? My mother had time to listen to us. Dad did things when we were kids. She was my best friend. Or will people say, I never really knew him, my dad, because he was always at work. Dad seemed disappointed in me, or Mum and I, we didn't talk very much. And sadly, Dad seemed like he was angry with me all the time. They are the sort of things that can be said. So what is it about it? I think one of the important things is, what will God say when you die? Will he say, well done, you've been a good and a faithful servant. Come along, come and enter the joy of your master. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear those words, probably better than anything else? So what do you want people to say about you at your funeral? And I think that's a bizarre question, but it helps focus on what's really important. Heavenly Father, thank you today that there are times when we need to look at these hard questions. Help me to live so that people will say good things at my funeral. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.